this is the New Orleans Saints 2026 season preview, and it opens with the most flattering paragraph written about a 6-win team all summer. NFL.com ranked New Orleans the number one worst-to-first candidate in the entire league. The market agrees, second choice in the NFC South at plus 265, ahead of the defending champion, with a win total of 7.5 that quietly prepays a 2-win improvement. The story is easy to like. A young coach whose team won its last 4 December games, a rookie quarterback who took over a 1-7 team and went 5-4, the franchise finally out of salary cap purgatory and spending like it. Our job in this episode is to check the story against the receipts. The offseason is real. The December is real. The rebate, the statistical case that 2025 undersold this team, does not exist. 6-11 was earned, and everything better than that has to be built, not bounced. What was real? The defense, and it deserves its billing. 10th in expected points allowed in Brandon Staley's first year, with 45 sacks, 10th in football, Cam Jordan led the team with 10.5 per the club, and a coherent structure underneath. More cover 3 than any defense in the league, zone coverage at the 5th highest rate, pressure ranked just 23rd. That's a bend-don't-break shell that wins with position, not violence. The offense was the problem, comprehensively. 27th in efficiency, 31st in rush efficiency per carry, dead last in red zone touchdown rate, half their trips ended without a touchdown, and 30th at converting scoring drives into touchdowns instead of field goals. One receiver dragged it toward respectability. Chris Olave, who caught exactly 100 passes, 7th most in football, for 1,163 yards and 9 scores, career highs across the board. One season removed from the year, a lung blood clot ended early. Juwan Johnson added 77 catches for 889. Alvin Kamara's decline continued in plain sight. 11 games, 471 rushing yards, 49th in football, after 14 games the season before, and the quarterback carousel resolved itself in October. Spencer Rattler started 1-7, got benched mid-game, and rookie Tyler Shuck started the rest. The team went 5-4 behind him, including that 4-0 December, the franchise's only perfect December in the 10 seasons our data covers. What was luck? Here's the paragraph the worst to first lists skip. Point differential says New Orleans played like a 6.3 win team. The record was the team. The one score record, 3-5, sits just above the line where our bounce rule kicks in. No rebate. The turnover margin, -3, is barely negative. No rebate. Compare the profile to the actual bounce candidates in our data. Teams that underplayed their point differential by multiple wins, teams that lost 70% of their close games, and New Orleans is simply not one of them. And the thing powering the narrative, the December, is precisely the kind of stat our 10-year table trusts least. One-score records and hot finishes carry almost no year-over-year signal. A 4-0 month is a memory, not a projection. So the honest baseline for 2026 is the 6-7 win team the ledger describes, plus whatever the offseason actually bought. The good news for the story, the offseason bought a lot. The identity, charting data via NFLverse, is the strongest continuity case in the division. Kellen Moore calls the offense, Staley calls the defense, both return, and both fingerprints are unmistakable. The league's most cover 3 committed defense on one side, and on the other, an offense that lived in 3 receiver sets at the second highest rate in football with a middle-of-the-road pass rate over expected. Spread shapes with no run game underneath. 31st in efficiency per carry. Our stickiness data says identity persists when the callers stay, and every caller stays. What that continuity actually projects, though, cuts both ways. The defense's 10th place finish is the single most regression-prone asset on the roster. Defensive efficiency carries barely a quarter of its year-over-year signal in our data, the weakest of any major unit, while the offense's problems were structural, which means fixable by roster. The front office evidently read it the same way, because every dollar went to one side of the ball. What changed is an offseason spent almost entirely on the offense. The line? Guard David Edwards from Buffalo on 4 years and $61 million, 45 guaranteed, the biggest contract of their spring. The backfield. Travis Etienne from Jacksonville on 4 years and 52, coming off 107 rushing yards, 11th in football, easily clearing every Saints back. The receiver room. Arizona State's Jordan Tyson with the 8th overall pick, the WR1-shaped swing this roster has lacked next to Olave, plus tight ends Noah Fant in free agency and Oscar Delp at 74. The defense mostly paid dues instead. Caden Ellis back from Atlanta on 3 years and 33. Cam Jordan re-signed for a 16th season, franchise most. While DeMario Davis left for the Jets after 8 years and corner Alante Taylor took Tennessee's 3 years and 58. The Flyers. Former Raiders first-rounder Tyree Wilson, acquired on draft weekend for a 5th, notably absent from the draft. Any quarterback, anywhere. The loudest endorsement of Shuck the franchise could give. The loose ends. Kamara enters a contract year and skipped the voluntary program before showing up in June saying, quote, no beef. Taysom Hill remains an unsigned free agent as of the June reporting. Off-field scan, clean. So the 2026 question is Tyler Shuck, because the story and the file disagree. The story, took over at 1-7, went 5-4, perfect December, Manning camp buzz, the full worst-to-first engine. The file, and this is the part nobody in the hype cycle quotes, 27th of 32. Qualifying quarterbacks in clean pocket efficiency, 26th under pressure, 28th in stable situations, the repeatable core of quarterbacking, and he graded bottom 5 in it. His completion percentage over expected was plus 0.6, 19th, dead average accuracy. The interesting wrinkle is the pressure math. Shuck got the ball out in 2.53 seconds, tied for the 4th fastest release in football, and was pressured at the 4th lowest rate of any qualifier. He structurally avoids chaos. But when pressure did arrive, it turned into a sack 32% of the time. Second worst in football, behind only Geno Smith. Fast clock, no escape plan. Now the honest counterweights? It was a rookie year on 376 dropbacks behind a bad line, the December improvement was real, and the franchise just rebuilt his pocket, his backfield, and his receiver room in one spring. Rookie files get rewritten all the time. That's the actual bet New Orleans made by drafting no one. But understand what the market is asking you to pay for. At plus 265, you're buying the December. And the December is 8 quarters of one-score football wearing a halo. Fantasy names to know, scored half PPR. Olave at WR11, pick 28, earned it, 100 catches, 9th among receivers in points per game, with one asterisk. Tyson's arrival ends the target monopoly that made the volume possible. Etienne at RB17, pick 35, is the cleanest situation upgrade at the position. 11th in rushing yards. Now the unambiguous lead back on a team that just spent $61 million on a guard. Tyson at WR33, pick 80, is priced on the depth chart, not the tape. Top 10 rookie receivers with no target competition are how WR2 seasons happen. Shuck at QB19, pick 120, is priced a full tier above his charting. He goes ahead of Mayfield, which makes him the fade at cost and the stream if the rebuild shows up on tape. Juwan Johnson at TE17 loses looks to Fant and Delp. Kamara at RB51, pick 162, is priced for the decline, which is fair. Deep names, Devon Vell at WR91, Bryce Lance at WR120. The verdict. New Orleans is the division's best story and its most prepaid price. The defense is real but regression exposed. The offense was bad in exactly the fixable places and got the division's most serious repair job. The quarterback is a bottom 5 repeatable core passer whom the franchise just publicly bet is nothing of the kind. 6 to 8 wins is the honest range. The top of it requires Shuck's file to have been the situation, and the situation is genuinely gone. Worst to first is live in a division where 9 wins might take it. Just know that at plus 265 and 7.5, you're not buying the turnaround. You're buying it back from someone who already did. Follow the New Orleans Saints feed for the weekly show. Every game, every number, all season. This was the Muffed 2026 Saints preview. Every number verified.